When reached by phone, she had not heard of her friend's passing. Civil rights activist and media pioneer Zenona Clayton recalls being introduced to Jesse Hill.
Dr. Martin Luther King introduced me to him. We were walking down the street on Auburn Avenue. Dr. King said this to me about him. He said, "Very few things happen in this city that are good that don't emanate from Mr. Hill."
That was in the early 1960s, says Clayton. A native of St. Louis, Jesse Hill Jr. moved to Atlanta right before the height of the civil rights movement. He would land a job with the Atlanta Life Insurance Company, a successful black family-owned business. By 1973, Hill would become CEO. Zenona Clayton says Hill's civil rights and business influence was immeasurable in a city where segregation and Jim Crow laws had once existed.
He had such a good working relationship with the white community as well, and that was necessary in those early days to have good relationships in the white community so you could coalesce blacks and whites together, and he knew the value of that. And he nurtured those relationships and was respected for being honest in his opinions, even when sometimes they were not necessarily those of the white community.
Jesse Hill Jr. is survived by his wife, children, and grandchildren. He was 86 years old. Earl Scott, WABE News.